This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. At the age of 68, Wanda was a widower and a retired bank worker who told her doctor in the hospital she was healthy, other than a touch of high blood pressure for which she took medicines and some mild emphysema left over from when she used to smoke. She'd been admitted to the hospital by her family physician, who was worried about her stomach pains and 30-pound weight loss. Wanda liked her family doctor, and she was a bit taken aback when she arrived at the hospital only to find that her family doctor would not be caring for her. Rather, medical care would be provided by a young doctor who announced that she was a hospitalist. This doctor explained that she was trained to care particularly for hospitalized patients. She did not have a practice outside of the hospital, and she did not have her own private patients. Wanda found her pleasant, but very businesslike. Then on the second day in the hospitalist came into Wanda's room and slid a chair over to the side of her bed. She explained that she needed to share some bad news. Now, Wanda had prepared herself, perhaps for a diagnosis of cancer, but had hoped for something much less serious, maybe something like an infection, maybe a treatable parasite. Well, the doctor told her she had HIV, and her white blood cell count was very low, a sign that the infection had been present in her body for some time. Wanda's jaw dropped. HIV? Me? But how? I don't use drugs, she said. Now, over the past few years, 15% of all new cases of HIV occur in people over the age of 50. The Centers for Disease Control recommends routine testing for older adults, but this recommendation is not taken seriously. Perhaps because doctors have a stereotype of those with HIV as being young people engaged in high-risk behaviors. While doctors are often aggressive about checking older people for cholesterol, blood sugar, and thyroid hormones, they often forget about HIV, or perhaps they are uncomfortable talking with older people about their sexual behaviors. Perhaps doctors don't realize that as lifetime partners die from any number of causes, the healthy elderly often seek out new partners without thinking about or even knowing the risks of sexually transmitted diseases like HIV. And these older people are often not aware of the need to use condoms, feeling that they are long past the need to fear an unwanted pregnancy. Well, HIV is not only a young person's disease, and it needs to be on all of our minds. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.